Couch Radio.
Hello and good morning. This is Julie Mullen on the Full Totness Breakfast Show. How are you doing this fine Friday in October? Hope you're doing really well. And this morning we have got alert, no guest. That's true. No guest. I'm not paranoid, but I mean, no guest. How are we going to survive? Well, that's one way to wake you up. Yeah, Black Sabbath and Paranoid. There you go, that really did set the alarm clock. Oh, I've got a coughing fit. I'd have to have more coffee. So this is 102.5 FM. I'm Julie Mullen with you from 8 in the morning till 9 on, well, on this, really.
It's the full gym, it's the full gym.
As if you needed a reminder. So, yes, chaos reigns in our household. I did suspect I should have contacted the guest that was on today yesterday, but I've been really up to the eyeballs with this project that's happening in Exeter today with Sporks. I've been trying to learn my lines and do stuff to music. So I didn't call our proposed guest. No, I didn't, but I did text her this morning and she thought it's next Friday, and I'm sure she's quite right. I probably said that Friday. So will we survive? Will we survive? Hero says yes. Hero said, I've actually even sent a little message to Mr. Peter Shearn to see if he'll come on the radio. But I wanted to get the group of artists who are out there starting from tomorrow in the wilds of Totnes and Dartington to come on the show. I didn't do that either. Oh, Chris and Lucinda are going to sack me, for sure. I think it's time for a bit of big time sensuality. Do you? With, I won't say this person's name because I always get it wrong. I'll get Martin to do it. I've just had lessons in how to say this name. Björk. 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 I always say Borg or Björg or I don't know. That's big time sensuality. That's going out to Bev and Pete in Totnes. They're probably having a little bit of a dance party to that one. I'm playing loud music this morning, aren't I? Just to keep you on your toes. So we'll shortly we shall be hearing what's going down on the environment, the weather and the traffic with Martin Seeger. But a big alert is that we don't have a guest this morning. But I do have, first of all, I've got Caro Emerald, who is a fantastic singer that I'm going to feature if I don't find anybody to come on the show. Also, I want to flag up, I know Martin does the What's On in the second part of the show, but I wanted to kind of focus in the main, just instead of having someone to chat to, about the Open Art Studios. So I'll be concentrating in deep form on all the artists, really, who are going to be appearing in various locations from tomorrow. That's true. From tomorrow, the 23rd of October, right through to the 26th, which is the day before my birthday. You need to know that, don't you? Right, let's have a bit of Careless Careless whispers. Oh, it's so careless. You're so careless. Get off. Just tuned in, it's 102.5 FM Sound Art Radio. I'm Julie Mullen, and this is the Full Totness Breakfast Show. And I'm just about to... what am I going to do, really? Well, I was going to do some acrobatic dancing. I don't know, does that work on the radio? I could do some Tibetan bowl stuff. No, instead we shall go directly to Mr. Martin Seeger, who's got news on what's going on this fantastic Friday in Totnes. Here is your microphone. Let's get our Careless Whispers to go to sleep. Bye-bye. That was actually Careless Whispers by George Michael, who I really like a lot. Bye, George. Morning.
Good morning.
Have you got a croaky voice like me?
I don't think so at the minute, no. Time will tell. Yes, it's actually the weather, isn't it? So I'm going to do the weather at the minute.
What's the weather? Look, you see.
Oh, well, that sounds better, I think. I'm enjoying that husky voice. Okay. Well, the weather is looking rather nice at the minute. So after a chilly start, it'll be a slightly warmer day than yesterday. They're promising a possibility of a few showers today. But it looks pretty good to me at the minute. There's going to be some brisk northwesterly winds. Maximum temperature 14 degrees, but I think generally pretty good. Just mention while we're talking about weather, though, I've got some news. Unfortunately, after Wednesday night's downpour, apparently there has been, let's read this, sewage has been emptied into the water at over a dozen popular swimming spots along the Devon coastline. The environmental charity Surfers Against Sewage have issued do not swim warnings at all 14 beaches affected. So you may want to Google those, but it does include Paignton Sands and Preston Sands and Sheldon.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, okay. Just apparently what happens is the sewers overflowed and the agencies involved deliberately just had to redirect them towards the sea. So, so probably not a good idea to go swimming this morning.
God,
at some of the beaches around the place. Have a look at the list. It's on Devon Live. Otherwise, good news on the weather if you stay out of the sea.
Well, that is really, really scary, isn't it? I mean, you have to obviously keep a bit of an eye on that. What about Bantham?
Well, I didn't get down to that on the list, so I think that's further around. I think we're probably right on that. But
okay, let's...
Do check it first. I don't want to be a scaremonger, so do check the list first.
Okay, check your list if you're going out swimming today. Here's Di Levy with the jingle for your traffic. There you go.
Well, yes, traffic. Generally, it's going to be a little bit busy today, of course, because we've got half term coming up. So do watch out for that. But I'm sure you'll have planned your trips already and be anticipating that. So I think just generally busy around the place. Totnes seems to be okay at the moment this morning. There was a problem yesterday, a rather sad picture of a car that drove into a lamppost and blocked the 385 in both directions towards Paignton. But that has actually been cleared up now, and they earnestly say on the site that their engineer is dealing with the lamppost as we speak, but that the road is cleared. So I think that's okay now. Otherwise, yeah, I think the roads are clear, but as I said, so as the day progresses, I think we're going to see a lot more traffic.
Thank you, Martin, for that. So it's that little moment, isn't it?
It's the full shift. 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 Totnes breakfast.
Yeah, you've tuned into 102.5 FM, the full Totnes breakfast. So we're going to be featuring Caro Emerald on the show this morning, a singer I hadn't heard of, but I really like her voice and the songs she sings. So we'll have a little go with that at 8:20. And also we'll put the artists in focus. The Open Art Studios, Totnes and Dartington, 23rd to the 26th of October. You can Google www.totnesopenstudios.co.uk. I've got more of a detailed pamphlet to my side, which I'll be sort of dipping in and out of, to give you a bit more kind of a heads up on what's going on out there. So let's have a little bit of Nirvana to take us up to Caro.
We'll be right back.
Nirvana and Smells Like Teen Spirit. Definitely songs to wake you up on this Friday. So we'll be linking with Martin a little bit later on about the what's on in the town and other surrounding areas, films and events. Meantime, we're going to move now to Caro Emerald, and I've got set up four of her songs: A Night Like This, That Man, Tangled Up, and Back It Up. So we'll be hearing those four songs back to back, and then we'll link in with the art that's around town in Totnes and Dartington starting tomorrow. That's Saturday the 23rd. Okay, so let's just quieten Nirvana, give you a moment to compose yourself. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Caro Emerald, A Night Like This.
He is the ace you never thought. He played that much, and now it's small. Darling, I really do, you know, because I think of you and all of me kind of goes a little bit crazy. So I believe it's a match, darling. You should phone me and we will have a night in the Casbah that neither of us will ever forget. A beautiful evening of love, lust, and paradise. You can make it nice. Call me back on Riverside 42239. Ciao, ciao.
Did I go Dutch? This is too much. With all the money in the world, you could never buy this girl quite enough. It will be tough. If romancing me with neons is something you should do, make the letters bright and luminous and blue, and get me waking up, shake it up, tangled up. You could be quaking up, making up, tangled up. You can't be faking it, making it for my love. Before it's tragedy, don't get me tangled up. Thank you.
I can't separate your sins. To me, you're acting like you're twins. This is a mess. Is this a test? How many guesses do I get till only one of you is left? You're quite the same if love's the game. I want to see emotions color in the sky to the point it will make me wanna cry and get me waking up, shake it up, tangled up. You could be waking up, making up, tangled up. You can't be faking it, making it for my love before it's tragedy. Don't get me tangled up.
Caro Emerald featured artist today. A night like this, that man, Tangled Up and Back It Up. And just a little blurb that Martin's got hold of for me. Caroline Esmeralda van der Leeuw, she's born 26th of April 1981, known by her stage name as Caro Emerald, is a Dutch pop and jazz singer who mainly performs in English. Active since 2007, she rose to prominence in 2009 with her debut single Back It Up, which is what we're playing now. Her follow-up single, A Night Like This, we played that, topped the charts in the Netherlands. And Emerald is often praised for her live performances. So there you go. That's the featured artist for this fine Friday in Totnes. If you've just tuned in, it is the full Totnes breakfast show. And yeah, it's
the
102.
It's the full gym. It's the full gym. It's the full gym. It's the full gym. It's the full Totnes breakfast.
I'm wondering how many times I can play that before a complaint comes through. So, yeah, I said I'd flag up this Fantasimondo Open Art Studios, Totnes and Dartington, 23rd to the 26th of October, 2021. So let's have a little look. It says we're back. 16 artists at 12 different venues within Totnes, Dartington, Staverton and at Beach near Bowden House. And how to find us? Look on the website for interactive maps and directions to each venue. And printed maps will be available at every venue, showing the location of individual artists. There's also more info on disability access on the website. And exhibitors will be pleased to take a deposit to reserve an artwork and make arrangements for you to collect and pay at the convenient time. And again, www.totnesopenstudios.co.uk. So just going through it a little bit, Angela Fahy, so she's in Jubilee Road, Totnes. Abstracted Atmospheric Images in Oil, inspired by the natural world of interiors natural world and interiors as experienced during the prevailing times. So she is number one, and she's also open on Tuesdays, a little thing that sort of flags that up. Breda Holden, evocative and expressive landscape paintings in acrylic, watercolour and ink, inspired by Dartmoor and the sea, and she's also in Totnes. Bev Nolden, so let's face it, portrait sculptures of humans and animals, and it says, my work has been described as unsettling, haunting, beautiful and thought-provoking. Again, she's flagged up as also open on Tuesdays. She's exhibiting with Anne Chester King. So they're in Totnes. So let's face it, animal portrait paintings, studio prints and drawings, garden studio also open with a selection of contemporary landscapes, and there's parking available in that one. Four, so we've got two, I think, at four. Have we got more at four? No, we've got three at four. Maybe we've got more. Let's have a look. No. So it's like bingo, isn't it? So Martin and Paula and Richard are all at the ground floor of the mansion, and that's at 36 4th Street. And Martin Broadbent studies in time and motion, the inner life of landscape, large-scale drawings, graphite on paper. And Paula Francesca Clunan, I didn't know that was a middle name, that's a bit posh, isn't it? Inside Looking Out, collection of large watercolours from lockdown, festival prints, greeting cards and maps. So yeah, fantastic. Okay, so the other person who's at the Mansion House, let's have a little look here, is Richard Hodgson. So colour woodcuts, sometimes single block reduction prints, and designed and cut from drawings executed recently. Can't read, can I? Or sometimes decades ago. So again, those three are at the Mansion House. Kind of running out of time a little bit, so I might have to hurry this along. So five, we've got Sue Kellum, Totnes. Let's have a look. Six, Jill Dunn, again in South Street, Jill Dunn. Let's have a look. Seven, Hedren Guest. Yeah, again, she's Totnes. Eight, we have Bethan Welby and Claudia Schmidt, both are at Station Road. And let's see, nine, Verity Human. Newman. Verity Human. It's a good name, actually. Verity, your name has just been officially changed. So again, she's in Tottenham. Who's in Staverton then in this case? So 10, you've got Irina Shute. She's in Totnes. 11, she's at Beach Bowden House Community. She's Abby Torrance. And then 12, Judith Cockrum. And she's in Staverton. So look, so they've all, it's very, very well organised, this flyer leaflet, telling you all the ones that are open on Tuesday. And if they haven't got a little round flag up, then they're not open on Tuesday, I'm guessing. But do go and have a look. And as mentioned, you can go to the website. I think there's something all about the, yes, important stuff. This is important. All venues are open 11 in the morning till 5, Saturday to Monday. Some will also be open on Tuesday, as indicated on this leaflet. And then there's a little round thing saying also open Tuesday. When visiting the artist's studios, please wear a mask and socially distance from others. Hand sanitizer will be available in each studio. So there you go. Please do wear a mask, respecting the artists and all in location. Now, I think it's time for the What's On. Martin, are you about?
Yeah.
Here he is. Okay, so, well, let's have just a tiny bit of something to introduce you. Here it comes. This is Martin Seegers rushing up the stairs to give us the What's On. Here he is.
Good morning again. So, yes, lots happening. First of all, obviously because it's the weekend, but secondly because of the half term and so on. So what I thought I'd kick off with is, where is it? It's all over the place, all my references. Yes, I thought we'd kick off the Palace Theatre. This is the one in Paignton. First of all, I think we need to remind everyone that actually tonight Robert Garnham's hosting the poetry pop-up at the Palace. So he'll be performing some of his material from his new show, Yay, which we heard on the radio actually a couple of weeks ago, The Search for Happiness. But there's also open mic slots are available in advance. So if there might be a few left, you never know. Contact Robert at professorofwhimsy.com. He's got a website, professorofwhimsy.com, if you'd like to perform. So that's tonight at the Palace Theatre, entry price £6. I think it's 8:30. At the same time at the Palace, on the main stage, because that's at the stage left, there's The Ghost Train, which looks fun. It's a sort of family experience. Arnold Ridley's classic drama about a group of people trapped on a Cornish wayside station and the various ghostly things that happen to them that night. So quite a few things happening in the area, obviously, to keep people interested over the weekend and half term. The Steam Rally is back at the South Devon Railway. So the ever-popular Torbay Steam Fair is coming back tomorrow to the South Devon Railway this year with a wide range of historic vehicles and exhibits on show on the SDR's large site. It'll be a veritable visual feast for people who love old vehicles, machinery and steam-powered items. With free parking and the South Devon Railway as a living backdrop, the show's a must for fans of the living machinery of the past. So that looks good fun. I think lots of things happening, and hopefully the weather will hold out so people will be able to enjoy that. Talking about some more daytime events, there's also the Ada Lovelace display, which continues at the Totnes Museum, Devon, which is highly recommended. That's during the day. And what was that other thing? Oh, yes, Joyful Spirit, Harmony Sings. This is tomorrow again, Saturday, 10:30 to 1 at the Totnes Methodist Church. Joyful Spirit, Harmony Singing Day. This is Fran Andre hosts it. She's passionate about music of the African diaspora, becoming more integral in her work is to fully honour the history of the songs as well as to sing them wholeheartedly in the spirit they were created, to fully honour the lineage they came from. She's partially Mauritian, actually, and English, and together we all sing gospel songs from South and West Africa and African American spirituals. So that sounds good fun, actually. That's tomorrow morning at the Methodist Church at 10:30.
It's amazing what you find.
Well, there's all sorts of stuff happening. And I think I want to do a bit of a reminder of what I mentioned yesterday in terms of the evening event. So that was kind of daytime stuff, apart from, obviously, Robert Garnham's evening tonight. We've also got tonight at... Sorry.
Oh, don't forget Spork.
Oh, no, don't worry, I'll mention that. Friday 22nd, we've got at the Totnes Cinema, we've got Coffee and Cocktails, and... So that's a good way of meeting up, actually, at the Totnes Cinema. They do the most extraordinary cappuccino, what do you call those things? Espresso martinis. But I shouldn't advise that on a radio, I'm sure. Barnes Cinema, Dartington. We have the tape again. And, oh, tonight also, this is at, in Torquay at the Princess Theatre, got the ELO Experience. Fabulous pictures of Jeff Lynne on stage, the fake Jeff Lynne, of course. Saturday, Barrel House, in the evening at 5:95. Let's get this right. Sorry, it's tonight. I've got too much stuff written in front of me here. The Barrel House, 8 o'clock tonight. We've got Subtle Machines performing, 5:95. Looks great fun, that actually. It's a funky, jazzy music, a whole variety of stuff. And then tomorrow night at the Barrel House, we've got The Allergies, 8 o'clock. Duo of DJ Money Shot and Rackabeat have been delighting dance floors. So that looks good. And also... at the Civic Hall, Pollen Tribe, which is the Hum of the Hive, is the name of the event. Pollen Tribe warmly invites you to join us for an autumn dance. So quite a few things going on at the minute. I think that just about covers it. So let's go back to some music. Let's have The Cure.
love cats. I love cats, do you? And that's The Cure. I know it's one of Martin's favourite songs, that one. But he's still got more info. It's bursting at the seams, this info, about what's going on. So what's this? This is where... Okay.
This is Sport Presents tonight. The Exeter Phoenix, going slightly more further afield to the Exeter Phoenix. We have Sport, a fantastic poetry group, are presenting Homer to Hip Hop and Support. So this is Pete the Temp, Pete, who's going to be performing. Join Sport for an evening celebrating and exploring spoken word with Pete the Temp's groundbreaking talk on the history of the art form, plus live performances from Louisa Adjoa Parker and four amazing local poets. Who I have to highlight, because one of them, of course, is my wife, Julie. So she'll be performing there tonight.
Don't come if you want to see me, love.
Yes.
No, I've been practicing with a bit of music. So,
you certainly have. I've been hearing nothing but for the last...
Exactly. I probably won't get it right anyway.
Long. I'm sure you'll do fantastically.
So I think it really is going to be fantastic with Pete the Temp, who goes around theatres. He's very professional and he's very entertaining. So the main attention and focus of the night is Pete. But I will be out there with James and Maya and Lexi tonight, and Chris White has made all this possible. So a big ta-ra. Ta-ra! Not ta-ra, but ta-ra! For Chris White. Yeah, rantara. What is it?
Tantara.
Tantara. There you go.
We
need a tantara.
Certainly, he's done.
Or maybe a ta-ra. Ta-ra. That's probably the Liverpool version of it. Let's give him a ta-ra. So this final song before Martin concludes is going to go out to Chris Booth and Lucinda, who just, well, they keep all this alive. They keep us in biscuits, don't they?
They,
Martin?
They do.
So tell us anything more?
No, so, I think we've rounded it up. I think people have heard quite enough from me.
Yeah. I tried to lure Peter Shearn on the show today, very late notice. He was probably in bed snoozing. I probably woke him up. But we had Caro Emerald instead, plus me reading out a little bit of what's going on in our town in terms of art. So we shall say, goodbye to you. Goodbye with, who should we go out with? Slippery People? Let's go out with some Slippery People. Do you like Slippery People? I do. They're so slippery. Ta-da! See you on Monday! Where are the custard creams? We love custard creams. Forgot to say thank you so much to Martin Seeger. He doesn't mind, he's gone now, but thank you, Martin, for the weather, the traffic, what's on. And generally, look, it's actually finished early, so it's a good job I came back on. I will have to get baggy trousers on. Okay, Chris, where are the custard creams? I love custard creams.